Italy has one of the fastest-growing immigrant populations in Europe, and this holiday season has been marked by a series of anti-immigrant and racist episodes. Some of them have even been condoned by government officials, as NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports.
The small town of Coccaglio near Milan was all but unknown until a few weeks ago. With a population of 7,000, including 1,500 of immigrant origin, the mayor ordered police to carry out house-to-house searches for illegal immigrants. The town is governed by the nativist Northern League, and the search operation was dubbed White Christmas. Claudio Abbiendi, the town councillor in charge of security, said, "For me, Christmas is not the holiday of hospitality, but rather that of the Christian tradition and of our identity." Italy's Interior Minister Roberto Maroni, also of the Northern League, approved the operation.
What the mayor of Coccaglio ordered has already been done by many other towns. It's an operation to guarantee there are no illegal immigrants on the territory. There's been a big brouhaha over nothing.
In a tense atmosphere, Coccaglio's non-Italian residents took to the streets to protest. Ibrahim Diallo, a trade unionist who immigrated here from Mali, called on Italians to stand alongside immigrants.
We say to Italians, when an immigrant is deprived of a right, Italians are also deprived of that right.
Coccaglio's White Christmas operation was only the latest anti-immigrant initiative during the Christmas season. In Verona, a furious row broke out over the use of a dark-skinned statue of the baby Jesus in a nativity scene. And in Cerisara, the Yuletide concert by the public school kindergarten class, filled with children of immigrants, was cancelled in favor of a concert by Italian children studying at the private Catholic school. Ilvo Diamanti is a sociologist who closely follows immigration issues.
This White Christmas affair shows Italians are playing too much with racism, in soccer stadiums, in daily life, and in politics. Words are not neutral. Words that praise xenophobia foment xenophobia.
With immigrants now reaching about 7% of the population, the Northern League has been in the forefront in fomenting fear and tension. It has proposed everything from separate buses for immigrants to banning the construction of new mosques and even denying licenses for kebab shops and other non-Italian food in city centers. Soccer stadiums are another arena fostering racism. These soccer fans are chanting offensive remarks against one of the most brilliant and promising young Italian players, Mario Balotelli. The 19-year-old son of Ghanaian parents was born in Italy and adopted by an Italian family. He's tall, talented, and black. He's also totally Italian, speaking with a northern lilt. But on the soccer field, Balotelli is the target of the most venomous racist rant of any black player in Italy. This chanting fan screams, "Balotelli, son of a bitch, he's not Italian, he's Negro." The rising star of Italian soccer has become the symbol of many Italians' inability to confront their growing multi-ethnic identity. Gian Antonio Stilla, the author of a recent book on racism and homophobia in Italy, says Italians have long ignored their brutal colonial history and discriminatory behavior toward others.
Italians are not racist? Not true. When Italians have had to deal with others in their history, unfortunately, they have been racist. By forgetting how we behaved when we went to Africa, or that we passed the fascist race laws discriminating against certain members of Italian society who were Jewish, we are in danger of falling backwards.
The immigrant population contributes 5% to Italy's GNP. Foreign workers already dominate the food sector, forcing Italians to accept the paradox that it's immigrants who are keeping alive one of the focal points of Italian identity. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.